So we're beginning with today in this conference with some great speakers. We're beginning today with Diane Reese. Very excited for her topic. Diane is in solo practice in Plano, Texas since 1997. Her practice focuses on wills, trust, estate, tax planning, probate, and Medicaid planning eligibility. She's finished with a JD with honors from the University of Texas School of Law and an AB in economics from Harvard University. Diane spends her time practicing law and spending too much time reading listservs and social media because there's always something someone's wrong about online, and she's there to fix it. She's there to update you. She lives in Plano with her husband, Eric, her 17-year-old son, Kyle, and the family's 4-year-old cat, Archer. She recently joined the Red Car Club after 22 years of driving only yellow cars. I posed the question to her, why the change? Y'all, let's welcome Diane on the topic of IRAs and estate planning, or trust me, I'm an EDB for RMDs after the RBD.
Thank you. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. And I'm just amazed at how much water y'all have here for me. You guys got to see this. Didn't need to bring this, apparently. Anyway, I'm here to talk about IRA distributions after death. And I wanted to do this first thing in the morning when you're all fresh and still working on your first cup of coffee, because this is very challenging material. The SECURE Act of 2019 upended everything, and now the new regs are out, and they have made this area of tax law even more complicated than it was before. And there are no easy explanations out there. And how do I... There we go. Natalie Choate, of course, has written something on the new regs. She has a book, of course, and now she's written a new outline to update them, update her book. She's giving out the outline for free right now, so you should go get it from her website. But it is 129 pages long, and it's pretty hard to digest in just, you know, an afternoon. But you should go get it. You should buy her book. You should subscribe to her email while you're at her website. She sends out an email maybe 3 or 4 times a year about topics relating to IRAs, and it's very useful. So definitely get all of her stuff. But in the meantime, today, my goal is to give you something that's more immediately useful than what Natalie Choate has written. I want to give you a summary of her summary, if you will. And I'm going to leave some things out, and I'm going to oversimplify, so don't panic if I omit some detail. It's probably still true, I just didn't have time to mention it today. I want to focus solely on the planning stage. You know, what do we need to know when we're preparing a will or trust for a client who owns a large retirement plan with a lot of deferred income taxes? I'm not going to talk about how to deal with the retirement plan after the client dies, or how to calculate distributions, what to do when there are problems after someone dies. That's all important stuff, but today I'm focusing on what you should do when the client is still alive to prevent problems, minimize their taxes while achieving their substantive goals. And of course, if we want to leave an IRA to a trust, how do we design that trust so that we don't trigger a lot of unnecessary income tax? One bit of good news about the new rules, about the Secure Act and the latest proposed regs, have now formally defined accumulation trusts and see-through trusts. And they've defined them to be basically what we've always thought of them as. A see-through trust is a trust in which the beneficiaries of the trust will be treated as the beneficiaries of the IRA for the purpose of calculating the required minimum distributions. This is valuable because individuals get the best tax treatment. They're the ones who get to take the money out over 10 years, or sometimes even over their life expectancy. And that means they get to defer the payment of the tax. And the way tax-deferred investing works, and trust me on this if you haven't studied it, but getting to defer the tax is a huge thing. Even if you still have to pay the tax eventually, getting to do it years later while your money grows tax-deferred can significantly reduce the total tax burden over a person's lifetime. And that means you're increasing their net after-tax money that you're leaving to them. So we want our trust to be treated as see-through trusts. But once we achieve that, we then want to get the longest possible distribution schedule to apply to the withdrawals from the IRA. And that's where it gets tricky, because we now have this concept of the eligible designated beneficiary. Only eligible designated beneficiaries get to use their life expectancies. Other individuals, the old-fashioned designated beneficiaries.